Petrina Davis is one of the organizers of this evening's meeting on the future of the Glen Square Mall. She says the community's concern is symbolized by an increasingly apparent and troublesome sign.
We're already starting to see graffiti at the Glen Square Mall, and we just do not want it to continue and essentially becoming a ghost town.
Davis is with Bethel Chapel Organizing Ministry, a Mountain View group that is also a member of AFACT. AFACT stands for Anchorage Faith and Action Congregations Together, a loosely knit group of 15 local churches engaged in bettering their neighborhoods and the city. Davis says, begun in 2005 and much touted by then Mayor Mark Begich, the Glen Square Mall was to become a keystone to the Mountain View revitalization effort.
The mall was built. There was a vision that was provided to the community of Mountain View that stated that they would have a arts and cultural center, restaurants, and there would be about 780 retail jobs. To date, it's just not panning out, and so we've done a lot of research. We're trying to figure out what can be done.
Located just down an embankment off Mountain View Drive, the mall has languished as the neighborhood itself has enjoyed the stirrings of some grassroots revitalization. Clark Middle School was rebuilt, the library branch reestablished, a financial institution is opened, and a considerable amount of new housing is being built by Cook Inlet Housing Incorporated. Meanwhile, the Glen Square Mall, by January 2011, has one local business and six chain stores, along with 17 empty storefronts and three unused restaurant pads. Office space remains on lease, and the construction of an announced multi-screen movie theater never materialized. Is it the economy or the impact of the nearby, larger and more accessible Takotnu Mall, itself still incomplete, or other factors? That examination is the focus of tonight's meeting. Like all AFACT community gatherings, Davis says the format is designed to present information and elicit public participation and ideas.
We're going to be presenting a research report followed by public testimony and then our invited guests. After that, we will have some questioning, then just summarizing our next steps.
The three guests are Bill Popp of the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation, Jewel Jones of the Anchorage Community Land Trust, and Paul Rogenkamp, property manager for Kimco Realty Corporation, owner of the mall. The public meeting on the future of the Glen Square Mall begins in just over an hour, 7 o'clock, at the New Hope Baptist Church. The church is located at 333 North Price Street, adjacent to the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club and Community Center. The meeting is scheduled to be 1 hour long. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.